Jesus' conversations in the Gospel of John are fascinating, and they were perhaps maddening to those who had to participate in them. Because, you know, Jesus had no truck with small talk. He would have been a disaster at a cocktail party. Because in Jesus' conversations, he always goes right to the heart of the ultimate, of the mystery of reality. And in the Gospel of John, when people ask Jesus a direct question, he seldom answers them. Rather, the answer that Jesus usually gives to people's questions is not an answer to the question that was posed, but rather what the questioner really needs to hear. And this consistent pattern of Jesus' conversations in John perhaps gives us some insight into that important conversation with Jesus that we call prayer. Because it perhaps looks like that. In other words, we might in prayer ask Jesus some questions, and we complain because he doesn't tell us what we want to know. Well, maybe instead we should just shut up and listen to what Jesus has to say, which is what we really need to know. And so, in our gospel today, in Jesus' conversation with Pilate, Pilate asks him a question. Are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus' reply is to ask Pilate why he's asking that question. Okay, so Pilate tries another question. He says, what have you done? And Jesus doesn't give an answer to that. Big surprise. But instead returns to the first question that Pilate asked and distances himself from the worldly notion of what a king is. For example, Jesus says, earthly rulers have soldiers that fight for them. But those in the world have no frame of reference at all for the kind of king that Jesus is. For example, earthly rulers expect their citizens to lay down their lives for the national interests as determined by the rulers. Jesus, however, is a king who lays down his life for the citizens of his kingdom, which no earthly ruler would ever do. So, Pilate has a third question. He says, so you are a king? And at this point, Jesus will not even dignify that with an answer because he sees that Pilate does not get that Jesus is not the kind of king that Pilate is used to or understands. So instead, Jesus says that he has come to bear witness to the truth. Now, if we read on in this gospel text, which is not in our passage today, but if we read on, we find that Pilate has a fourth question, and that is, what is truth? And Jesus gives no answer to that. Big surprise. But if that is our question too, when Jesus says that he has come to bear witness to the truth, if our question is what is truth, the answer is in our second reading from the book of Revelation, where Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. That is truth. Namely, that God is and was and is to come. And if we truly believe in God, that God is the origin and destiny of all creation, and thus is sovereign Lord, then we hear the voice of Jesus Christ, who is crowned not with gold like earthly rulers, but with glory and honor. He is the Almighty. But unlike earthly rulers whose might is measured in soldiers and weapons, his might is nonviolent love, and his throne is the cross. And as Son of Man, he shows us what men and women in his kingdom look like. And if we believe that God, as Daniel tells us in our first reading, has conferred on this Son of Man rule, honor, and kingship, then we hear his voice, and we are of the truth. And his voice tells us to love our enemies and to be peacemakers and to give away our life in love instead of taking away the lives of others. And we may think, well, that doesn't work. Well, the alternative hasn't worked either. For 2,000 years, all the wars and violence that have happened have futilely come and gone. But his throne, the cross, still stands. Because his rule is an everlasting rule which shall never pass away, and his kingship will never come to an end. Isn't that what St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8? Love never ends. Praise be our King forever. Amen.
Amen.